Here's your Forbes Daily Briefing for Friday, December 3rd. Today on Forbes, NFL broadcasts and a nod from 007, how Chris Swag Lamberson is changing the gaming creator economy. Few moments say more about gaming's ascension in the current cultural hierarchy than actor Daniel Craig's appearance on an October 12th Twitch livestream hosted by Chris Swag Lamberson. Clad in James Bond-esque tuxedos, the streamer and three of his teammates from esports and entertainment organization FaZe Clan interviewed Craig as they broadcast from their respective bedrooms in their multi-million-dollar content house. Craig seemed as impressed by their Call of Duty prowess as they were by his status as 007. Craig said with genuine admiration, quote, "I've just been watching you play. You play so fast. It's crazy." When pop superstar Billie Eilish, who wrote and sang the title song of new Bond flick No Time to Die, made a surprise appearance mid-interview, Lamberson curled his fingers at his temples and mushroomed them outward in a mind-blown gesture. Still, the value of capturing Lamberson's audience as the pair promoted their blockbuster movie was clear. Lamberson tells Forbes, quote, "I think you're going to see a lot more of the traditional media trying to tap into gaming. If you want to try to reach out to new audiences, especially a younger generation, that's literally perfect." Lamberson, an honoree on this year's Forbes 30 Under 30 Games list, is part of a broader class of gaming content creators who are redefining modern youth culture. He's appeared on the cover of Sports Illustrated and in Call of Duty commercials, played Call of Duty Warzone with NBA stars like Devin Booker and Aaron Fox, interviewed Michael B. Jordan, and live-casted Thursday night football games on his stream. That has made him one of the most subscribed and viewed black creators on the live streaming platform Twitch, and brought in over 2.7 million followers to his YouTube channels. With income from those platforms, plus sponsorships from brands like Beats and McDonald's, merchandising and tournament winnings, Forbes estimates the 25-year-old gamer earned $2.5 million over the last 12 months. For full coverage, check out Justin Birnbaum and Matt Craig's piece on Forbes.com. This is Kieran Meadows from Forbes. Thanks for tuning in.